This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Joining us this week, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus of Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Malia, how are you?
Excellent.
Fantastic. We got a big show coming up. A couple of things to keep in mind throughout the program. If you have any questions for our retirement planning professionals, our advisors from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. If you'd like to get to know the folks at Klaus Financial, they'd love to get to know you. Doesn't cost anything, by the way, for that initial meeting. Give them a call at the Klaus Financial office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later this half hour, we will have our Klaus Quiz question of the week. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Home Depot. Also, don't forget you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. New year. Happy New Year, by the way, guys.
You too.
New questions. And the big question that always revolves around Social Security, especially when there's things like elections and other things that recently happened. Are there some changes coming up in 2017 this year that we should be knowing about when it comes to Social Security?
There are. So in our show last week, we talked a bit about changes inside of 401k contribution maximums, things like that. And as most of our listeners probably heard, there haven't been that many changes in that regard. Well, it's not the same for Social Security. There have been some fairly significant changes here. First one is what we call the COLA, or cost of living adjustment, which is basically just any inflationary increase on your Social Security benefit in the event that you're already drawing. Well, kind of good news, bad news here. Bad news is for the last couple years, there's been no COLA adjustment. However, for this year, there is a COLA adjustment, but it is a whopping 0.3%, okay? So less than half of 1% is the increase, which I don't know. Malia probably knows a number. It's like an average increase of a couple bucks. Do you remember, Malia, how much it is?
$5 or less, and somebody told me they got a nickel. This is a wide range, folks, but we need to do more than just collect Social Security.
How do those, real quick, and I just a little off, how do they figure those COLAs? I would assume it's way, we could probably spend hours talking about the formula, but is there kind of a simple way of explaining how they come up with that number?
So truth be told, Sean, we'd probably have to do a little more due diligence to tell you exactly. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that there's a couple of different ways they track inflation.
Okay.
Based upon how they track inflation, what exact number they use, whether they strip out energy or not, that impacts, the inflation. Now, I will say, for those who say, well, but we've had rampant inflation in the last 3 years, mm-hmm. I'm going to push back on that. I completely disagree. The cost of average goods and services across the household have really not changed that much in the last 3 years, which is why you haven't seen significant increases on your Social Security. But I know we have some listeners going, yeah, but my Medicare costs have gone up. Mm-hmm. That's true. So you can sometimes see, Social Security saying, hey, good news, we're going to give you more. And actually it ends up on a net basis being the same or less because your cost of Medicare goes up. So kind of some tricky things they do there, but again, good news is we have at least some sort of increase for the first time in a few years.
CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, you can call right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can find Klaus Financial online, klaasfinancial.com, or give them a call at 442-5637. That's 442-5637. I'm noticing you pointed out high earners will pay more. That is not going to make them very happy. Why is that, and what are some of the reasons or expectations there?
Well, we have to go back to how is Social Security even funded, and this is exactly where it's funded from: the payroll taxes that we all pay into. If we have an employer, they're paying into it as well. And normally the earned income is subject to a 12.4% tax. So this coming year in 2017, this tax cap is actually increasing Formerly, it was $118,500. So in other words, Social Security would tax up to that amount. This year is going to rise to $127,200. So anything you make over that amount would not be subject, actually, to the Social Security tax. So how does that net out? So it's going to cost if you're employed by somebody else, meaning you're not self-employed, that's going to cost an extra $539 for that employer per year. If you're self-employed, you get to pay for the whole thing. Mm. So it's an additional $1,000 a year. So just understand that that is what funds the Social Security benefits that so many Americans currently receive. And at some point, there always have to be those incremental adjustments.
Yeah, so let me just add on to what Malia is saying. So we're talking about a pretty significant jump here in the maximum amount that they withhold Social Security on. Now, it only turns out to be $539 per year, and actually, that's not true, because either you and or your employer are paying more like $1,079 per year. So think about that. For anybody earning over $127,200 per year, the average amount they're putting into Social Security just immediately went up by almost $1,100. Now, multiply that by, I don't know what the number is, 50 million people, maybe 100 million people who are earning over that. By the way, these are really rough numbers. It's probably not true. But you get the point. Millions and millions of people earning over that that go up by $1,100 a year. That's a huge influx of extra cash to Social Security.
Very, very interesting. CJ Kloss, Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. That's all one word. Also, the telephone number, Kloss Financial Office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Home Depot. Again, that's the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. I'm talking with CJ and Malia this morning from Kloss Financial. Our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. We're going to talk a little bit about we talked a little bit about Social Security and the income limits. We'll talk about that as well as if you're still working. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, you can give us a call right now. Numbers 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. New year. You may have some questions about the year ahead. These are the folks to go to. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning. Don't forget Kloss Financial, their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Let's talk a little bit about income limits. Now, I start collecting Social Security, but I'm still going to work. What happens there? And will things change this year?
They will. So many people will ask this question. They'll say, hey, I should back up. For those who don't know, between 62, which is when you first become eligible for Social Security, and your full retirement age, which we've talked a lot about this on the show, the full retirement age for every American is not the same. It's somewhere between 66 and 67 for all Americans, depending upon when you were born, which actually we're going to talk about in a minute. Between that gap, between 62 and whatever your full retirement age is, you can only earn so much during that time frame of W-2 earned wages without impacting your Social Security benefit. And so the question is, has that number that I've earned changed, right? Because it used to be somewhere in the $15,000 range that you could earn. Now it's $16,920 per year. Now, for every $2 over that, $1 of Social Security is taken away. However, I'll warn you, don't play around with that, because I had a client who was on pace to earn 18 grand in a year, and actually they just suspended her benefit entirely.
Oh.
So you got to be really careful if you're thinking you're going to go over it, because the way in which they calculate it and suspend it is pretty interesting. But there's this additional question that comes, which is, well, what about if I'm turning my full retirement age in the year in which I start it, right? Mm-hmm. What about this like kind of half year stuff? And well, you can earn up to $44,880. Again, $44,880 in the year in which you turn full Social Security retirement age without having an offset on your Social Security benefits, so kind of bridging that gap, so to speak. By the way, some people might be scratching their heads going, what is he talking about? I could graph it out for you if you wanted to see it in the office.
Well, it just said, as a guy that's born in August, I'm going, wait a second, I'm losing opportunity there.
Are you planning to retire on that specific day?
If I could, I'd do it tomorrow. So,
okay,
no,
all right.
No, I'm kidding. I love doing it. But no, that's very, very interesting, though. And you don't always think about that. But yeah, what about your exact retirement date? When you're eligible. What about the retirement? You mentioned very briefly there, CJ, about the retirement age, and I thought I heard a little bit of a little tweaking there. What's going on with that?
Go ahead, Malia.
So every year, as CJ enlightened us, is another year that we're getting closer to Social Security. So for anyone who was born in 1955, actually, they're going to be turning 62 this year, and they will become qualified to start receiving Social Security. So it is important to understand, you know, what year was I born? When can I start? What's the earliest I could start? I'm not suggesting that's when you should start, but that's the earliest you could start if you're born in 1955 right now at age 62. Full retirement age, of course, is what we've been talking about this morning. That would be for anyone between 1943 and 1954, their full retirement age where they can receive the most benefit would be 66. So that's their full retirement age. So these are important ages, as you know, we talk about my daughter just turned 21, and I said, well, you know, it doesn't get more exciting than this till you turn 62. So, you know, we got a lot of years that we've been waiting for this excitement, and it's important you understand that. So for those people born in 1955, their full retirement age will be 66 and 2 months. So each year, each, you know, additional month and so forth, that full retirement age where the great news is you can make as much as you would like in income, which will not impact your Social Security. So that's really an important point to make as we're talking about income limits and so forth. If I have a very, very good job paying me more than the $16,000 and some we were speaking of, I can make as much as I want if I've waited to collect my Social Security and get the highest benefit. I won't have to pay anything back. So very important to recognize these numbers and our ages is something to look forward to.
Real quick here as well. So there's a lot of... there's a lot of people who confuse these numbers, and Malia can attest to this. They'll say, you know, hey, I get to draw Social Security at 60, and we or at 59 and a half. And we go, no, that's when you're eligible to draw off your IRAs. And they go, well, I don't reach full retirement age until 65. And we go, no, that's Medicare eligibility age, right? And they go, well, actually, I'm not Medicare eligible until like 66 and 4 months. And I go, no, you're thinking about your full Social Security retirement age. So... And some people are right now are going, what are you talking about? It's important to know these ages. As a matter of fact, jump on our website. We have a little search bar where you can put in important birthdays over the age of 50.
Okay.
And it'll actually line out what are these critical ages and what do they mean. And what I'd say is for most of our listeners out there, not all, but for most, 65 is actually the most critical age because that's when you become Medicare eligible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that may or may not mean it's ideal for you to retire at that time, but that's a pretty big age.
CJ mentioned the website. It's klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Phone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you have a question, also you can call right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. And Bill joins us. Bill, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ and Malia from Klaas Financial.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So the question I have for you is, so I'm a federal employee, and so... when I retire, it's like a three-headed dragon. So part of it's for savings that I contribute to, part of it's the regular government retirement, and part of it's Social Security. So now, when I go to retire, and with my age and, you know, and everything else, my multiplier, I can retire at 57.
Yeah.
so the and it's I work for the post office, so it's one of those things.
Yep.
Anyway, my question is, so when I start drawing on Social Security, is my pension and that, does that all count towards my earnings? So, you know, if I can't, so even if I'm minimum age or full age, if my pension counts toward my retirement, I mean, is it going to be beneficial to work part-time?
Yeah, great question. So I love the three-headed dragon. I haven't heard that analogy before. Nice, Bill. So actually, Bill, for our listeners, there's actually more in your question than you're even asking. So I want to address something real quickly. For those who have a federal pension or a you know, some sort of municipal pension, sometimes, like down in Illinois, TRS, sometimes you're not contributing to Social Security at all. Right now, and when you're not, over the life of a job, that just simply means you'll get a pension instead of Social Security. Now, sometimes partway through contributing to the pension, you started doing both pension and Social Security. So sometimes you get partial Social Security and partial pensions. It can be really confusing. For those of you where this is the case, I just really encourage you, connect with Social Security early to figure out how it's going to impact your Social Security benefit. Now, that's not what Bill was asking. Bill was specifically asking, does my pension income count towards the earned income for purposes of the early draw off of Social Security? And Bill, what I'm going to say is you'll have to talk to the accountant to know for sure, but my understanding is no. It has to be earned income. So passive income like that through pensions, I do not believe, at least, counts towards, you know, your total earnings for purposes of Social Security offset.
Great, yeah. Thank you.
Bill, thanks. Fantastic question. And if you have a question for our retirement professionals from Kloss Financial, you can give us a call right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Take more of your calls. Wrap things up with our friends from Kloss Financial with the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you want to hold on to that telephone number, coming up in just a moment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Joined this week by Malia Cuevas and C.J. Kloss, and Paul calls in with a question. Paul, welcome to the program. You're on with C.J. and Malia from Kloss Financial.
Oh, thank you.
What was your question about?
Good morning. Yeah, my question is, it's more of a philosophical question in a way. Both my wife and I retired, at the full retirement age and started receiving Social Security, but then we also continued to work beyond that age. And the question is, you're receiving Social Security in one pocket, and yet Social Security is being taken out from your W-2 from the other pocket. I don't understand that rationale.
Great question. So it's actually not philosophical. There is an answer on this one, Paul. So it's a common one that we get. Hey, I'm drawing Social Security. I'm full retirement age. Let's just, for simplicity, call it 67 or 68. But I'm simultaneously working and having, you know, between myself and my employer, 12.4% withheld from my benefit. So, you know, what gives? And the answer is actually, if you look at the way they calculate your benefit, it's a 35-year average of your highest earnings, right? So effectively, if you continue to work and you add on some higher years to that average, you will actually get bump ups per year that are outside of the COLA we were talking about earlier in the show, right? The COLA is that in this particular year, it's the 0.3% increase. Well, somebody like you, you could have a 2% increase in a year, even though the COLA was only 0.3, and it's because the average of the 35 years has actually come up now for you. They are looking at that even as you're drawing. If you're adding additional W-2 wages that are higher than some of the 35 averages you've already have on the record, you'll get additional increases that others would not.
Okay, good. I've been puzzled by this for some time. Yeah. I really appreciate that answer. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul.
Great question. Great question, as always. Don't forget, we do this each and every Thursday. If you have questions, you can give us a call on air. Call anytime as well. Kloss Financial's office, 442-5637. Also 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, KlossFinancial.com. K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Home Depot. It works like just this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial offices right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win that $25 gift card for Home Depot. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. If you were born between 1943 and 1954, when does Social Security consider you to be full retirement age? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Home Depot. Don't forget, as always, you can find Kloss Financial online, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Or, of course, you can pick up the phone, give them a call, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ Malia, you guys have a great week.
Thanks.
You too.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.